Ty Loftus, speaking with current County Clerk Robin Slack, running for re-election here in a few weeks, election Tuesday, June the 18th. So first and foremost, for some who may not know, just to kind of refresh people's memory about you, about yourself, Mrs. Slack, and just kind of what you're running on this time around.
Sounds good, Ty. Yes, I am in my first term as the county clerk, so this is my last year here of my first term. The first year, when I first got this position, I was lucky in the fact that my predecessor was leaving and she and I were really able to work closely together hand in hand before I really took the position. So I came up here and worked with her for about 8 months, just really gaining a good understanding of the process of this office, as well as just how many things this office touches. This really truly is the hub of the county. So it's an important role. I am a CPA. I graduated from Oklahoma State University, and I had some work as an internal auditor with Halliburton. I was also a real estate agent before that, and I ended up moving back home just to get closer to family, and this job, like I said, it kind of just it happened serendipitously. I did not plan to ever get involved in county government, and it's been quite different than my other experiences, but I've really enjoyed it.
And just kind of along with that, just what are some things that you've been able to accomplish here in the first 4 years, and what are some things you hope to be able to continue moving forward with if you were to be elected in the next four?
Sure. One thing that we've been working on is restoring the plats and the plat book. A lot of the records are so outdated, and we've got some over 100 years old, and so they're incredibly fragile. And there's some new technology out there that we're actually able to rehab a lot of these documents. So we've sent half of our plats off this year, and those are in the process of being restored. So next, in my next term, I would definitely want to finish that because that gives access to the citizens today and tomorrow of Osage County, access to documents that if this is not done, they will really just deteriorate. Also, we are digitizing as many records as we can, including those plats I just talked about. We've also, once those are restored, we're having those online for the citizens to look at. So that way they don't have to come to the clerk's office as often. It's a lot easier to do stuff online. Of course, anyone's always welcome to come up, but it's just offering the citizens different options. We also accept credit cards now that had not previously been done, and we'd have citizens come up here a long drive, and then they would assume, you know, in this day and age that we would accept credit cards, and we hadn't been. So it's really good to have that option for people because in this day and age, it's really expected. So that is that's another thing that I have done, as well as and this one's pretty recent here, Ty. We just got this going in the last couple months, but we're now paying our monthly tax collections by EFT. So that gets the money quicker to the people, and so that's another big benefit that I think we've brought.
Just along with that, you know, there's a lot of, I guess you might say, accusations, allegations, and you can speak to as many of these as you would like to, but courthouse annex, no, that's one of the big ones going on, $10.5 million bond. If you'd like to speak on that, I'll go ahead and let you speak to that and your kind of view on that if you'd like.
Yes, that is a very big project that has been undertaken. My biggest issue with the courthouse annex project is the taxpayers were not given the opportunity to make a decision to proceed after having rejected it previously. On the November 11 ballot, the voters rejected a proposal to have a half-cent sales tax increase to pay the courthouse proposal by a margin of 4-1. It was rejected. So then, on October 29th of 2015, at a public forum town hall meeting in Pawhuska, another courthouse proposal was presented that would have required a quarter cent sales tax increase plus using a portion of the use tax for the project. And according to the Pawhuska Journal Capital article of November 4th, 2015, and I'm going to quote it here, It says the initial local reaction to voting for a new Osage County courthouse was reminiscent of the 2011 county election, in which citizens turned down a courthouse proposal by a margin of 4-1. The approximately 70 citizens in attendance at this public forum in 2015 were asked to provide us with input and suggestions on what people want. And as a result of that straw poll rejection, this revised proposal was not put on the ballot to save the embarrassment of another formal rejection. So now the county has a 30-year bond commitment, and we pay over $62,000 every month for a courthouse annex that's being built. This money comes from use tax revenue, and as such, diverts these funds from other uses that the county may have. The citizens should have been given an opportunity to decide where that $62,000 per month is spent, as opposed to the annex. It could have been used for roads or any other project, but it did not go back to the citizens. And that is my biggest complaint with the courthouse annex.
Well, we kind of spoke about your first 4 years in office. Are there any kind of main things you'd like to focus on if you were to be elected in the next four?
It's been such a wild ride. I like the way we're going right now. I think I've brought some new technologies. I want to continue, you know, going along that way, getting more records for the citizens online. I would like to get the annex project back over here at my office. Currently, all of those documents are housed. It was voted on that it was going to be housed in District 1. My understanding is now a fairground secretary is managing the $10.5 million bond. So my hugest thing that I would like to do is get all citizens' paperwork back here where the citizens know where to get it and don't have to jump around from place to place. I was trying to, you know, we've had two bonds here. The first one was a short-term 18-month bond, which was totally nonsensical to me that we even did that. I had no understanding for it. Then we obtained the 30-year bond. It was at that point that that the annex was totally removed from this office. And I think it was because I had made some public complaints about the way the county was managing money. I totally disagreed with the way it was being managed. So that all those records have been removed, and I finally was able to get the cost statement for what that second bond cost. It took me 9 months to get that, and I had so many citizens asking me for this. So my biggest thing, I just want to get all the records back here and make it easy for the people. It shouldn't be that hard for them to get records.
Just kind of my final question. No matter what happens here in, a little over a week or so, been a lot of vitriol going on over the course of, the election season. So just how important is it, no matter what happens, that everyone just lets cool heads prevail and does what's best for citizens of Osage County?
Oh, I absolutely think we need to do what's best for the citizens. I mean, that's what I'm running. I'm trying to run a clean platform here and not sling mud. And it seems like a lot's been slung at me, and I really am trying to take the high road and not get down in the gutters here. I don't like the way things have gone. I mean, I think definitely we need to do what's best for the people.
Well, Robin, I know we could talk about several items. Is there anything else that I didn't touch on that you would like to touch on?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, the annex is important. I guess I might would mention the Kennedy building. I don't like the way that was handled. I believe there's a lot of misinformation that's been presented on that. And I think it's really important for citizens to look into the Kennedy building and see if that's the way they would have handled the project, because the whole way that was sold, you know, I don't agree with, and I don't think it was right for the citizens. So I guess that's the only other thing, is I would ask people to look a little bit into I guess you could call it an auction. I really don't believe it was an auction, because it was set up for one person. to win the person who, you know, we had the lawsuit with. So that's what I would say is I would just encourage citizens to look into some of the things that are happening in this county right now. And I guess ask yourself, is this, do you think things are going the right way? Is this how it should be? And if not, maybe different decisions need to be made and different people need to come into office. I've been as vocal as I can on some of it, but unfortunately, I do not have a vote. I just have a voice. So I try to use it as much as I can.